Oh, sorry. I particularly asked God that he would speak through a word to me in there that morning. And the word that he spoke to me through was, a gentle tongue breaks a bone. And at first I was puzzled. I didn't understand that. I think, how could something so gentle break something so hard? I thought, I don't understand that, Lord. And then I, sort of like pondered on it. And then he showed me that a gentle word is so powerful that it can break a bone. It can break a situation. It can change something. So a gentle word. And I was thinking, wow, that's amazing. Anyway, this morning at 4 o'clock, I got woken up. And I just wrote this little poem, and it just says, where lives touch and overflow with gentleness, they are bound to grow. Where compassion reigns and grace takes a stand, love will be found in every land. A gentle tongue breaks a bone. The power of love is in that home. Where peace and joy are best of friends, unity is there in Jesus' name.
Last year, before Christmas, and I pray that if God wanted me to share it, he'd help me find the thing I needed for it. So before Christmas, I found this in Canterbury, of all places. It's a toy that we used to play with as kids. You press the button at the bottom and it goes down. And I felt that there's situations that we go through and fights that we have. And there's always that one person, one situation that presses your button and you go down and you pop back up again, because we're good Christians. We pop straight back up again. And it's fine for the first couple of times you do it, and you're going through a situation and you get back up again. It's like you're punch drunk and you're, where am I? What am I doing? And I believe that the Holy Spirit just wants to just revive you. You're in the midst of your situation. I can't guarantee. I can't guarantee that you'll be healed this day. And I can't guarantee that the answer will come this day. But I do believe that the Holy Spirit will be inside you and will guide you. And so when you fall, that it'll help you stand up again. And also, there's friends here who can help you with standing up. With, there was a big fight in the Bible, and I can't remember what the man, it was Abram or so, it was tired and couldn't lift his arms up anymore, and there's two men either side stood and held his hands. And that's what we need.
That is powerful. He's incredible. In the last song, as Aidan was playing the drums, I just got a real sense in me of that power that God has. And I was just saying to Ness that I just got a sense of what it was going to be like to be in heaven. Just a tiny glimpse of how powerful God is. And the drums just kind of, they reminded me of that, of how powerful he is. And it's going to be 100 times louder than that in heaven. And I just want to challenge us this morning. God is kind, he is loving, he is caring, he looks after us. But he's also powerful. He's not timid, he's not afraid, he's not scared. He's powerful. He's a powerful God. Father, I just want to pray this morning for anyone who's feeling tired, who's feeling worn out. What Rob said, I just want to back onto that. And yeah, God is a powerful God. He marches behind us. when Moses led his people, he was behind them. He was strong. Moses didn't do it on his own. He couldn't have done it on his own. He did it with a powerful God. And we've got that God behind us today. How incredible is that? Don't forget it. Amen.
I'm not sure. Like, I'm sure, but I don't want to take anything away. And I think we need to be careful to actually have our ears going up. Okay? Going up. Because it's possible God could be saying totally different things to totally different people here. You know why? Because you're unique and you're special and you're precious. And what I had was, in photography, we put filters in front of the lens if we want to give a particular look, a particular cast, a particular color to our picture. And I felt the Holy Spirit was challenging some people this morning, and hear me, that the challenge comes in love, but it is a challenge. Have you got a filter in front of me? God would say. Have you filtered through pain or through experience how much I love you or what I can do for you? Or even have you put that filter of unforgiveness in front of your lens and said, I'm never going to forgive. I'm never going to let that go. Well, this morning it's time. I just feel it. It's time to take that filter off, even just a little bit. To be vulnerable, to be open, just to pull that filter away and see the wonderful and true and clear picture of God as he really is. Not as we say he is, not as our experience tells us he is, but as he really is. As he really is.
Felt it as well. It just felt like I had a picture this morning, a literal picture, carrying on the, why don't you sit down, a picture this morning that is on my wall in my lounge, and I'd been for a run and I was warming down, and this picture is of the harbour in Folkestone, and it's a lovely picture. It's by Shane Record, a very beautiful picture. But I was standing in front of it, doing my stretches and looking at it and going, was that there before? Had I seen that bit of the picture before? And it's only because I'd focused on the picture a bit more and was looking nowhere else. And I just felt like it sums up a little bit what God has been doing this morning. And it's like God saying, look at me. As a picture, look at me, look how vast, look how wonderful I am. There's bits you haven't seen of me yet. And this morning, there's some bits being shown up again, going, wow, I've not seen that before. And some of those bits of the picture, you're going, that actually, that loving kindness that I need today, I've seen in that picture. It's something of God's character, his attributes. And that's the wonderful God that we serve, isn't it? So I just feel like that was, even before we started this morning, that God was just going to open up just something more of who he was to us by revelation through his Holy Spirit. And I feel like that's what Phil's going to help us to do as he shares this morning as well. So hopefully that sums up maybe what God's been doing amongst us. Yeah. Amen.